Friends, in the book of Genesis, chapter 24 and verse 27, we read about the servant of Abraham going to find a wife for Isaac. And the Lord led him and guided him in a wonderful way, in a very remarkable way. And whenever he was testifying of that, he said, "I being in the way, the Lord led me." We have a God in heaven who leads and who guides his people, who says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Whenever I was a young man, and I was getting involved more and more in Christian work, and eventually felt the leading of the Lord into full-time Christian work, and to go to Bible college to train and to prepare and to learn, and then ultimately to go into the work of God, I just wanted to know when's the right time to go. And that was a very difficult thing to try to work all of that out. I was working in an engineering company in Lisburn, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. There's about 550 people or 600 people worked in that company at that time. But as I was praying just for the Lord to open and close doors as he would see fit, that company started to lose a lot of business, and they decided to try to secure some jobs that they would close the factory for a couple of weeks, and then they would reopen, and hopefully that would save some jobs. But in the long run, it looked like people were going to lose their jobs, and everybody was worried about this. But I was quite excited, because I was thinking, maybe this is God closing the door in this job and he'll open the door on another. So during that week off, my dad and I spent the day fishing down in the County Down, in a place, Lochheeney, fishing for pike. And I had just bought this wee bicycle here behind me, maybe about a year before that. It was in the boot of the car. We left there, we went up to my aunt's house, spent a bit of time there. And then Dad says, "Right, we'll go home." And I says, "Well, Dad, I'm going to cycle home." You see, I had in my mind that I would like to maybe cycle into Belfast and try to find the Every Home Crusade factory. And maybe for a year before, if I got paid off, for a year I would need a job. And maybe that would be a good place to get a job. I hadn't a clue where it was in Belfast, whether it was East Belfast, North, South, East, West, City Centre. Hadn't a clue where this factory was in Belfast. But I did know a couple of guys who worked in it. So my auntie's house was just between the Temple and Saintfield, a wee place called Board Mills. And Dad drove home, and then I thought, well, I'll cycle into Belfast. And all the way, I'll just ask the Lord to lead and to guide, and maybe we'll find this factory, and that would be a good sign. So cycle from Board Mills down into Ballygowan, and then from Ballygowan down towards the Knockdule Carriageway. Got to Knockdule Carriageway, turned right, headed all the way down there, turned left onto the Craigie Road, cross Lattice Drive onto the Castle Ray Road, turned left and then down into Belfast. Wasn't sure of the road names at that time, but I was praying, "Lord, I want to find this factory where they print all the gospel literature. And Lord, I don't know where it is, but Lord, you know." And I stopped at a set of traffic lights at a crossroads at a junction on the Castle Ray Road, and I saw two lads that I knew walking up the street. They had fish suppers in their hands, and I shouted across at them, and they worked in Every Home Crusade. I remember saying, "Guys, where's the factory?" And they says, "It's just over there." And they pointed literally maybe 50 yards away. So I thought this was just incredible how this had all panned out. Went in, had a chat with the people, saw around the factory. Went back to work on the Monday and was somewhat disappointed that I still had my job in the engineering factory. I thought, I'll go in, I'll get paid off, I'll be able to go back, talk about this great leading of God and how this has all worked out. Still had my job. But yet, about a month later, there was one Friday, they must have paid off about 50 or 60 people. And I thought to myself, well, maybe this is the opportunity. So on the Monday morning, went back to Every Home Crusade, I knew where it was now, didn't cycle this time, went in the car, Peugeot 306 back in the day, and spoke to Sam Adams, who was the manager, I suppose, of the place, and Ernie Allen as well. Told him the story. Felt God's leading me to Bible college here. I just got paid off. I found the factory about a month ago. And in strange circumstances, I feel the Lord led and guided that day. Is there any opportunity of a job? You know what he said? He says, "You know, if you had come to me a month ago and asked for a job, I could have given you one straight away, because we just paid, somebody was leaving to go to Bible college over in America. Could have given you a job then. But I just employed somebody a week or two ago, and we definitely can't employ anybody now." And I was quite confused about all this. I remember driving home and thinking, "Lord, I've lost my job here. thinking about Bible college, I can't go for almost a year and going to need a job in the meantime. And just the way that all worked out last month, cycling through the city on a bicycle, didn't really know where I was, praying that God would show me the factory, and there it was. So on the Wednesday, I really prayed and said, Lord, if you want me to work in that factory and you're leading me to Bible college, I want you to do something amazing. I want you to give them more work than they are expecting. Maybe a new contract to come in so that they need to employ somebody else. So that was on the Wednesday. I still remember sitting on the Friday at the dinner table, having my lunch with my mum. Dad was away to work. The phone rang. It was Sam Adams of Every Home Crusade. He said, are you still looking a job? And I says, yes, I am. He says, most amazing thing happened. He says, on Wednesday past, we got a contract from a missionary organization to print Christian literature. And we need somebody to start straight away. He says, are you able to start on Monday? I says, I am. And it all worked out in a wonderful way. And I had a really exciting year working there in Every Home Crusade. Got to know Ernie Allen, the man of God that he was, and many other good people that are still friends to this day. And then after almost a year, got into Bible college. Well, had to go to Australia before Bible college, but that's a story for another day. But I being in the way, the Lord led me. We have a God who leads and guides and directs. And I trust that he'll lead you and guide you as well, just wherever you are in life. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. God bless you all. See you next time.